Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former quarterback, now with AM790 in Houston. Sean Salisbury is with us. Sean, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
You all right? You sound a little sad or sick or something.
Oh, no. I'm good, man. Can you hear me clearly? Hey, no, I'm good.
No, I hear you fine. You just sounded like you had a cold or something for a second. But no, yeah,
I've had a little bit of a plugged up allergy.
That's the worst.
Man, all's good. You can't get me down, brother.
What is the weather in Houston right now? I want to hear. Is it warm down there?
The weather right now today, I'll give you the exact report from meteorologist Sean Salisbury.
Yeah.
It's raining. We are at about 55 degrees. The high will be around 60. Sun partly cloudy tomorrow. 90% chance up till 4 p.m. should rain all day.
Man.
So, good golf weather without the rain. Perfect football weather without the rain.
Yeah.
People here are complaining because they say it's miserably cold, and it's really not. But I'm not going to complain about that to folks in Cleveland.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because, you know, I grew up in New York, and I've lived in New York or upstate New York or Cleveland my whole life. And it's like I've never lived anywhere warm. And my mother, who lived her entire life in New York, now lives down in Florida. She's retired. And she's cold when it's like 60 degrees. I'm like, Ma, you grew up in New York. It's not Cleveland cold, but it's still cold in the winter. And, man, people get soft when they move down south.
Oh, let me tell you, I'm one of them. Now, I grew up in California. I grew up in California, obviously, and then, spent time all over playing, but I played in Minnesota, Winnipeg, based in San Diego, and now I'm in Texas. And for me, like, I got a sweatshirt on, normally 55 degrees, and I played in below zero weather and wind chill. And then I come here to Texas, and it's like, man, Texas, man, I got to get back to Arizona half the year in Texas here and do my show from both places. 45 degrees, come on, man. And then, but yet, here's the irony of it. I sleep with my air conditioner, I think I told you this, at 60 degrees every night, winter or summer.
Yeah.
Because you sleep better. It's a fact. You sleep better when it's cold. So
yes.
I do both. So it's one of those, I'm like the Dow Jones, man. I'm up and down on the hot, cold thing.
Sean, speaking of that, you're playing in the cold weather. You know, we saw the game last week with Kansas City and Tennessee. It was freezing there. I was recently watching highlights of the remember that Bengals Chargers playoff game in Cincinnati with Kenny Anderson and Dan Fouts?
Do I? Minus 59 wind chill.
It was insane. Like, when it's that, what's the coldest you ever played in? And how, I mean, it's got to be dangerous to some degree. How tough is it playing? Is that worse? Is the snow the worst? Is the rain? What's the worst, though?
I would say, now, it's ironic. Maybe if I'd have played in bad weather my whole career, I'd have been a better player. But I had the best games of my career, whether it was snow, rain, cold. I don't know why. Again, it's a mental thing, and, you know, I could grip the football, so that never bothered me. But I would say snow, if it's not like snow inside with wind, with just snowing where it's a steady snow, that's an offensive advantage. That didn't bother me, as long as it wasn't one of those where you couldn't see it's 2 feet of the field. I actually liked it because it doesn't get too cold. It's in the 30s or 20s, and the offense knows where they're going, so it was easier for us to get where we're going. Wind sucks because even going with the wind, the ball flight trajectory changes. So you try to, what happens, you'll see a lot of guys, they'll short arm it or back off because they're afraid to overthrow it. And then the point of the ball will stay up into the wind. And then through the wind, guys will change their mechanics and they'll overthrow it instead of just going with the normal mechanics because they're trying to drive it through. And if you just use your prop mechanics and spin it right, it'll go through. So wind probably, and then there's that, if it's a steady, like if you're in some ways it's humid, right? And you get that rainfall, but it actually makes the football more tacky, and it's sometimes easier to grip as long as it's not the deluge where the rain and mud are up to your calves. You can't grip a football. Though that's the hardest, but I would say on a basis, I don't care if it's 10 degrees, didn't care if it was, you know, the steady rain or snow. Wind is miserable, but that if it's a chilled cold and it's windy and it's up to your calves and water, you just can't. You can't do anything because you can't spin the ball. So, but on a normal day, all things being equal, I never liked the wind because it changed your ball flight with it and against it.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM790 Houston, former NFL quarterback. Sean, one of our colleagues in Pittsburgh put a poll up and asked, what would you, like, you're starting a team from scratch. Would you rather start with, this again, this question was in Pittsburgh. They asked, would you rather start with Minka Fitzpatrick and T.J. Watt or Patrick Mahomes? Now, the response obviously should have been 100% Patrick Mahomes, but one out of every four respondents said T.J. Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick. Is that the dumbest response you've ever heard in your life?
Listen, as much as I love defensive players, and T.J. Watt's a great player, and Minka Fitzpatrick is too, and had one hell of a season.
Yeah.
We're talking about, and both those guys will be in the Pro Bowl for years, but I always say this. Okay, would you rather have Lawrence Taylor or Joe Montana?
Right. Yes, and, of course.
So you take Montana because he's got the ball 70 times a game in his hands. So, and listen, I get it, but if you flip-flopped it and said, hey, Pittsburgh, we'll trade Minka Fitzpatrick or T.J. Watt for Pat Mahomes because in a year because Ben will be, let's say Ben's retired.
Yeah.
You know what they do? They make the trade.
Oh, sure.
As with anybody else in the league, there's no general manager or coach in the league right now. I'm saying they can say what they want in public. Behind closed doors, there's nobody they choose first over Mahomes. And I know you say you get two for one, but Mahomes is worth – matter of fact, you'd have to give me a first-round pick as well if I was going to give away Mahomes or two plus those two guys. So while those guys are great, you don't – these guys don't come along very – I know we say that. We've got Watson and we've got Mayfield and we've got Lamar Jackson. I get it, but Mahomes is different. And there's no way if you actually put their – made him gamble on it, say here's $100,000, you have to spin it either way, they're taking Mahomes. I don't care what they say. If they're Pittsburgh fans, I get it. But, hell, you're taking Mahomes, and you would trade those two guys for Mahomes, or you would always take Mahomes over Fitzpatrick. Unless, of course, you had Deshaun Watson, T.J. Watt, and Minka Fitzpatrick, or one of those guys. Because now it's closer, and you have Ben healthy. But for a franchise for the next decade or 10, 12 years, come on, man. That's an easy one, and I love T.J. Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick. It's not close.
No.
You take Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, if the Steelers offered the Chiefs those two guys and their next two first-round picks, I still think the Chiefs would say no.
I would say, let me think about it.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, nah, I'll catch you later because Pat's going to impact the game. I don't know how good the two first-rounders are going to be. You know you're going to be picking low every year, right?
Right.
Both of those teams usually are. And then while Minka, the further away from the ball, the less impact you have, although he intercepts is a great player. Watt's closer to the ball, but you still, two first-rounders and those two guys, I'd still say, yeah, it's a great one, but you might want to call somebody else. I've got my guy for 12 years who's going to have me in a couple more of these and who's going to be at the top of the passing tree and the top of the food chain the entire time. Yeah, no, there's not a team anybody calls, and everybody I call, if I said, I got Patrick Mahomes, will you give me your quarterback? Breeze, Brady, Rodgers, Watson, Mayfield, they would give him away for Patrick Mahomes.
No doubt. Sean, you know, the Super Bowl, I think Chiefs are a one-point favorite. It's a great matchup. You know, a lot of talk's been made about the Chiefs have the best offense, the Niners have the best defense. But what is also, you know, the Niners' offense is also really good. It's not as good as the Chiefs, but it's good. And the Chiefs' defense since the middle of the season has, again, not as good as the Niners, but it's been really good. I don't think this is just about the Chiefs' offense versus the Niners. I think these are two excellent teams, and I think it's going to be a great game. What do you make of the Super Bowl?
Agree, hence the one-point pick'em type of spread, right?
Yeah.
But I was actually surprised. I would have favored the 49ers in a game.
Huh.
I think the 49ers are the more complete team. But here's the great equalizer and why I get it. And I probably actually right now I'm leaning towards picking the Chiefs, but if I was Vegas and they're smarter than I am, you're exactly right. It's going to come down to more than this. And people say, well, Jimmy doesn't throw well. Well, he finished in the top five and the only one in quarterback in completion percentage, touchdowns, and yards per attempt. He's really, really good late in games. And just because they threw eight times and they attempted eight times doesn't mean he's not good. It's just they didn't have to. And that's a bonus, which tells you with Kittle, and they'll formation you, and they'll power run you. It looks like I'm watching football from 1978. So it's I feel like I'm watching with a quarterback who can make plays. Now, Jimmy also throws it about 28, 29 times a game, and he's good in close games. So I don't have any problem if Jimmy has to throw it. But the great equalizer, think about this. Would the spread be different if there was any other quarterback on Kansas City but Mahomes.
Yes.
In the league.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly yeah. Right. It would probably be, I'd say, be 2.5 to 3.5 favorites for the 49ers.
Unless it were Russell Wilson, maybe.
Yeah, you're probably right. But
one or two guys, but that's about it.
That'd be about a 2-point swing, yeah. Right? So yeah. Very rarely, but so that's the great, that's the difference maker.
Yeah.
Because Pat is so good at everything, including throwing the ball away when necessary, that you just say, man, the good team, the Chiefs defense has got better. Both have big playability. Both can be physical at times. Both are well coached. It's at a neutral site. Okay, let's go with, we'll take the quarterback who we think is better. And that's literally what it comes down to. But think about the respect that they have not only for Patrick, but for the 49ers. It's a 1-point game most of the time with Patrick Mahomes in this situation. Teams would be saying, well, Mahomes is a 5-point guy or a 4-point guy. He's worth that. So I'm with you. Now, I don't think it's going to creep up into the high 30s, but I could see a 28-24, 28-27 buzzer beater type game. At least that's what I'm hoping for. I think we're in for a hell of a physical, fun game, and it will come down to a special teams play, a stupid move. You know, 3 or 4 plays are going to settle this, and we've got two great coach teams and two rosters that, quite frankly, both of them deserve to be here, and I have no problem with the two teams that are here. They flat out earned it.
Sean, last thing, Odell Beckham Jr., again last week we had, you know, the money thing, and then we had the slapping the security guard in the butt. And, you know, you look at Odell, and he's never done anything terrible, right? Like, we have players that have been in trouble with the law, that have been suspended for drugs, Odell's never done any one thing that's been that egregious. But it's been a lot of paper cuts. Does it get to a point where it's, you know, the juice isn't worth the squeeze? I don't know. What do you think?
And you know when you cut your fingernails too short, it's that burn you have about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And then like you're eating an orange and it gets into it, or salt gets into it. It's just enough to drive you crazy, but not enough to make you go to the doctor, right? And and I always say this. Here's how I judge it all the time. Is the headache bigger than the skill set or the production? With Antonio Brown, it's become the headache's far bigger. Even as good as he was, the headache's far bigger. I can't touch him. With Odell, I still look at it. Some people are going to disagree, and that's okay. I don't care. Is it irritating that a guy needs to – did it irritate me that he needed to be the show as opposed to LSU? Yes, it bothered me. Is it that big a deal? No, because I'm sure the players loved it. Did he have to infuse himself into their celebration on camera as opposed to just wait? Hey, take him to the bar and spend $1,000 and buy him a beer if you want to do it after the game if they're of age. But you get my point. It's that little headache. It's like, dang, dude. But I know his energy. I think his heart's in the right place. He's a great player. So I'm going to ask him, here's the question. Is right now, from what I know about Odell Beckham, is the headache bigger than the talent? No, the talent and the production is still, in my mind, got more potential than the headache. Because you're right. Guys do stuff. He's an excitable guy. He obviously likes attention, and that's okay. But now we've got to see the production like he was in New York get to the point where it dominates the headache, where it doesn't take 8 Tylenol, it only takes 2 to get rid of the headache. And I still want him on my team. I still think there's a maturity, but we can't keep saying this, and you can't keep having the paper cuts like you said. But I'm not willing to part with Odell Beckham over what was a sophomore, kind of a silly attention-getting move at LSU, because I still think, when right, he's one of the most explosive players. But he mentally, if he wants to be a leader, he's got to step out in front of this kind of stuff and say, you know what, not today. Because just look at DeAndre Hopkins. He wouldn't have done that.
Right.
He just wouldn't have.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have, if Clemson would have won. He would not have done that. And Odell's different. Not everybody thinks the same. I would just like to see his maturity or whatever his decision-making elevate. But you're right. He's not getting arrested. He's not going to jail. He just makes enough to say, come on, man. Just think about it firsthand. But I want him on my team. He's too good a player. Now he needs to elevate the production with Kevin Stefanski. He needs to get better. And I have a hunch that Stefanski, not only him, but an entire organization, is going to make sure those things are a little bit more limited, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Sean, great stuff as always, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you too, brother. Thank you.
You got it. Sean Salisbury. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.